Real Housewives star Bethany Frankel rips woke mob over transphobia accusations, "I'm not afraid of cancellation." By Alana Mastrangelo on September 29, 2021. Real Housewives of New York City star Bethany Frankel slammed woke online critics for accusing her of making transphobic comments, stating, "I'm not afraid of cancellation." Frankel was attacked for making so-called transphobic remarks in a Thursday episode of her Just Be podcast. At the beginning of her Thursday episode, Frankel described her young daughter's classmates using their pronouns at school, and also lamented about political correctness at her daughter's camp. "I did a Zoom for my daughter's school and had the pronouns conversation with each teacher, each parent, each child, and my daughter says in school, too, that everybody has to say their pronouns," Frankel said. "And my daughter didn't even know what hers were," she added. She said, "I know what I am or what I think I am, but I never have said it out loud. It hasn't come up for me." And so she said she didn't know, someone said it before her, because someone's parents definitely told them. Frankel went on to describe the crazy stories that she heard from summer camp. "Summer camp went fucking crazy this summer," the Just Be host affirmed. "So either it was the pandemic, or everybody being politically correct, or it just happened to be the craziest year in camp history." Frankel explained that one story involved a person with a penis, who identifies as being a girl, went to the camp and was in the bunk with the girls. And the girls saw, because it's a male anatomy, but identifying as a woman, so the other girls saw a penis, she said. "They're 9, 10 years old. So the parents obviously weren't that happy. This girl with a penis was making out with a lot of the different girls at the camp," Frankel added. The host also surmised that maybe a mother isn't ready for her child to see a penis in the bunk and understand that child identifies with being a girl. As a result, Frankel was later attacked by LGBTQ advocates on Twitter. "Hi Beth. I was going to quote the transphobic language you used in the horrific intro to this episode, but it's too hurtful to even put it in writing," one Twitter user wrote. "Maybe do the bare minimum of research before you speak to your audience?" "Agree, I've listened to almost every episode and this rant was completely offensive and disgusting. How dare she," another reacted. "Decided to listen to it because I saw this tweet. Interesting how no one listened to this back and said yay, maybe we shouldn't post this intro." Kman, a third tweeted, "Listen to the podcast. Then comment. I was absolutely not wrong. The Real Housewives of New York City alum told a critic on Tuesday. I'm going to discuss this again this week. Thankfully I have a platform to clarify what the media loves to distort. P.S. I'm not afraid of cancellation, so not afraid of charged discussions," Frankel added. "Nominate me for cancellation," the Just Be host told another critic on Twitter. "There are like 5 others before you, so take a number." You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.